The statement is attributed to D.L. Moody, an evangelist of a generation gone. He was referring to a particular book when he spoke the words. See if you can identify the book of which he spoke. The statement is, "This book will keep you from sin," or "Sin will keep you from this book." Well, I'm sure you recognize immediately that Mr. Moody was speaking of the Holy Bible. Written originally on skins of animals or material made from dried reeds, the Bible came to us through 40 different writers whose lives covered a time period of about 1,600 years. Its human authors were kings, statesmen, herdsmen, tax collectors, fishermen, prophets, priests, and others. Its divine author was God. The record was written from the wilderness of Sinai, from the cliffs of Arabia, from the hills and hamlets of Palestine, from the king's palace in Jerusalem, from the prisoner's dungeon in Rome, and from the lonely island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. It has been copied laboriously by scribes, translated into more than 1,000 languages by scholars, and has been an annual bestseller among books for generations. The Bible is not a jumbled collection of myths, fables, and visions. It is a living textbook of religion. The New Testament is enfolded in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is unfolded in the New Testament. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is a consistent progression of divine revelation. It contains truth beyond estimation. I'm excited about what God has done in giving us the Bible. There is no book like that book. It is indeed the book. Its influence in the lives of men and nations is beyond estimation. Mr. Moody was correct when he said, "This book will keep you from sin," or "Sin will keep you from this book." So, in this fifth study on the subject, how to deal with sin in daily life, we must consider the place of the Bible in keeping pure the life of the Christian. Someone will ask, "Will the Bible really help me to keep my life pure?" And the answer is definitely yes. Read Psalm 119, verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart," said the psalmist, "that I might not sin against thee." Jesus pointed out the cause of religious error in his generation by saying, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." Now, God wants your life to be free from sin. He has given you His inspired Word, the Holy Bible, to keep you from sin by showing you His way. Like the inoculation which the physician gives to keep you from catching some contagious disease, so God gives you His Word to keep you pure. And if you would properly deal with sin in daily life, take large doses of the antidote for sin. Study the Holy Scripture and live by what you learn. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 reads, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." My heart aches with spiritual immaturity in myself or in others. How wonderful it would be if all inefficiency, inadequacy, failure, moral breakdown, and sin were gone. God wants it to be so. He desires that each Christian grow, becoming increasingly complete and competent at every stage of his development. He wants each child of God to be a man of God. Therefore, God has given His Word to aid our growth so we can increasingly conquer sin and live the life of Jesus Christ. Expose yourself to the Word if you would be a mature and victorious Christian. 2 Timothy 3:17 confirms that the end result of exposure to God's Word is that the believer becomes perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, to be perfect does not mean to be sinless. It rather means to be complete, ready, prepared, proper. It is used of a woman who prepares her house for guests. When all things are in their proper place, the house is perfect, that is, in full readiness for their arrival. So let the Christian give proper place for the Word of God in his life, and he will be in full readiness for whatever ministry God intends for him. As if one analogy is not enough, the Holy Scripture added another. the man of God, taught by the Word of God, is not only perfect, that is, in a state of readiness, he is also thoroughly furnished. That means he is equipped for the task. The words perfect and thoroughly furnished were sometimes used to describe a soldier who was trained and equipped for duty. So God's Word will make you prepared and equipped if you will give it due place in your life and thoughts. That's God's goal for you as one of His believing and beloved children. Now, the Word of God is profitable because it works out that blessed result in the life of the obedient Christian. Expose yourself daily to His Word, and you will find yourself daily growing in His grace and strength. The Scripture says the Word of God is profitable for instruction. You see, the Christian never gets out of school. Anytime he ceases to learn of God, he begins to be less a man of God. You can never be a man of God unless you have the doctrine of God's Word implanted and increasing in your heart and mind. So each Christian is to attend the school of Christ, taught by the Holy Spirit, with his textbook being the Holy Scriptures. The Bible will teach you what you can be and should be in Christ. The Word of God is also profitable for reproof. That is, in those areas where there has been an intrusion of sin or lack of development, the Bible will reprove you. Now, that rebuke will lead you to repentance and to improvement. It is not enough that you judge yourself. It's the business of the Holy Spirit to use the Bible to reprove us. The Bible is profitable for correction. That is to say, it leads us from error to truth, from sin to righteousness. It resets the direction of the life. As an ancient divine expressed it, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet to thy testimonies." The Bible is moreover profitable for instruction. It shows the way of righteousness and enables one to walk therein. Through its discipline, we become involved in a spiritual education which is essential to holiness in heart and life. Therefore, if you would deal successfully with sin in your daily life, stay close to the Word of God. Through doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, it will make you completely prepared and thoroughly equipped to engage in any good work God designates. How else can you become the kind of Christian He has put it in your heart to be? And now we've come to the conclusion of this series of studies. I've given you 5 suggestions on how to deal with sin in daily life. So here is the list. First, understand the nature of sin. It may express itself as an act, an attitude, or even as a condition of spirit. Second, admit the seriousness of sin, that it carries on a warfare against your soul, your best spiritual interest. Third, receive a release from sin. Accept cleansing through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Four, practice the abandonment of sin, turning at once and completely from each sin of which the Holy Spirit convicts you. And 5, participate and partake in the antidote for sin. That is, hide God's Word in your heart through daily prayer and Bible study to keep you clean and ready to serve. Follow those suggestions, and you will enter into the joy of the more abundant life waiting you in Christ Jesus.